And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 5th of November, 2011. It's Guy Fawkes Day, Bonfire Night in Great Britain, celebrating the failure of Catholic conspirators to blow up the Houses of Parliament in the gunpowder plot of 1605. Catholics angry toward King James I, who'd refused to extend religious tolerance to Catholics. So they wanted to blow up Parliament at the opening ceremony, killing the king and the queen. Somebody tipped off the police, and one of the conspirators, Guy Fawkes, was caught red-handed with explosives in the cellar under the Houses of Parliament. It's the birthday of Uzodinma Iwala, born in Washington to Nigerian parents in 1982. He was going to school at Harvard when he wrote Beasts of No Nation, about a boy from West Africa whose father, a village schoolteacher, is killed by guerrilla fighters who come to town, and the boy is forced to become a child soldier with those guerrillas. A book written in the first person in English but cadenced in the idiom of Iwala's parents' native Nigerian languages. At the beginning, the child says, "I am not wanting to fight. I am not liking to hear people scream or to be looking at blood. I am not liking any of these things." It's the birthday of the playwright Sam Shepard, born Fort Sheridan, Illinois, 1943, grew up mostly in California, came east as a young man, got a job in New York City as a busboy, and the head waiter at the restaurant was a man named Ralph Cook, the founder of Theater Genesis, an off-off Broadway theater. They needed some new one-act plays, so Cook encouraged the busboy to submit some work, and Shepard started writing plays. He was just 20 years old. He's written more than 40 since, including Buried Child, True West, A Lie of the Mind, and Ages of the Moon. Sam Shepard, who writes on a typewriter and refuses to do any research online, he said, "The things that I wonder about most are not on the Internet, I promise you that." It's the birthday of Joyce Maynard, 1953, Durham, New Hampshire, who wrote an essay for the New York Times Magazine, which got the attention of author J.D. Salinger, and she dropped out of Yale to move in with him and wrote about the affair in a memoir, 1998, At Home in the World. It's the birthday of the Jordanian-American author Diana Abu Jaber, born in Syracuse, New York, 1959, author of four novels, including Arabian Jazz and a food memoir, The Language of Baklava. And it's the birthday of Jeffrey Wolfe, Hollywood, 1937, author of six novels, a memoir, Duke of Deception, and many other books. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Mills, the husband. He comes every day to eat lunch and sit with her in the sunroom. Sometimes he reads letters out loud from their children or friends. Sometimes he reads the paper as she sleeps. One day the staff makes her favorite cake to celebrate their anniversary, and he tells how, to buy her ring, he worked months of overtime at the factory, so she thought he was seeing someone else. "As if I would look at other women when I have Pearl," he says, shaking his head. She begins to cry and tells him, "You're sweet, but I miss my husband." He pats her hand. "I know," he says. "It's all right. Try some cake." A poem by Joseph Mills, the husband, from Love and Other Collisions, published by Press 53 and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound and by Novo Nordisk since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.